This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. It's the Mike Francesa Podcast on the BetRivers Network.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Mike Francesa Podcast. After the Knicks 111-104 Game 1 win against the Sixers, a lot to get into. First, let me tell you, the Mike Francesa Podcast on the BetRivers Network is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. All right, a lot of things to take from Game 1, and as I've always told you, the adjustments that are made between games 1 and 2 are the biggest, most profound in the series. And if this game 1 tells me anything, what it would tell me is this is going to be, unless Embiid gets hurt, and I thought off that dunk, and I didn't know at the time that was the first dunk he has tried since he came back from the injury, and I don't think he'll be trying too many more. And he was not the same player after that. He got to the foul line, but you could see he was short on a lot of his perimeter jumpers, which he usually isn't. He came back and his presence helped them. Give Sixers credit the way they came back in the third quarter. And what this game tells me more than anything else is that it's going to be, unless Embiid gets hurt and can't play, is going to be a long, grueling, and very tough series. Because if you're Philadelphia, and remember, their coach is a heck of a coach. If you're Philadelphia, you come off this game and say, hey, guys, everything broke right for them. Their bench guys came in and made a ton of shots. McBride had the game of his life in the playoffs. We did a great job on Brunson. They got a million offensive rebounds. And then down the stretch, they hit every big basket that they could possibly take. And we put Robinson on the line and even made both free throws, and he can't make a free throw. So there were 5 trips. Knicks were in trouble. They were getting jumped out on the line. They got the ball to Hart. He made a dagger 3. He made 2 more dagger 3s in crunch time. He made 3. He couldn't put the ball in the basket in the first half. He made 3 huge 3s. Brunson, who had a really tough night and continues to have tough nights against the Sixers, but had a really tough night tonight, got the ball to OG. He made a huge 3. Robinson made the 2 big basket, made the 2 big free throws he had to make. Hart got every loose ball, and when he didn't get the loose ball, Robinson got the loose ball, and the Sixers were still in the game every step of the way. Now, Embiid's game is going to be something. If you played 36 minutes, some of the minutes in the second half weren't active. In the third quarter, he didn't do a lot. He was more a decoy, and he gave you his presence, but they killed the Knicks with Lowry, who's always been a Knick killer, and Maxey, who the Knicks have got to find a way to shut Maxey off going to the basket. He absolutely killed them. And you might have noticed at the end of the game, after leaving the court just after the buzzer, he threw in about a 60-foot shot that if he had thrown in when the clock was still on, wouldn't have covered the point spread. So strange things can happen in NBA games. It didn't happen. It was clearly after the buzzer, but he threw it in from like 60 feet. Maxey scored 33 points. He went to the basket with abandon, and after a 5-for-14 first half scoring where he had a lot, he scored some points, but he really didn't make a lot of shots. He went to the basket the second half, and he scored at will. I mean, at will. He went 9-for-12 in the second half. He wound up with 33 points. Embiid had 29 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. That's not a bad game, but he didn't make his shots. He took 22 shots. We talk about volume. Knicks got volume out of Embiid. They made him take volume. Sixers got great volume out of Brunson. I mean, Brunson's night tonight was not efficient at all. He's 8 for 26. And Dante was 3 for 10, and McBride being hot meant Dante never saw the floor. McBride played more minutes than he did. So Dante only wound up playing. Hart and Brunson played their 41 minutes. Dante played 24 minutes in the game, and Robinson wound up playing 30 minutes, and he was great. He played great defense. He was a great rim protector. He blocked four shots. He had 12 rebounds, 7 offensive rebounds. And he played a great game. That was a great game for Robinson. I told you that they need Robinson in a big way to go anywhere in the playoffs. That's the perfect reason why. He played great tonight. That's the best he's played by far since he's come back. Not even close. But if I'm the Sixers, I lost a rugged game tonight, but I saw a ton of things that I'm positive about and are going to turn in Philadelphia, because in Philadelphia, the role players on the Sixers, the bench players on the Sixers, the extra guys on the Sixers, their shots are going to drop. And the Knicks' shots, they might not drop. They probably won't drop. McBride's not going to go out there probably and knock down 21 points in 28 minutes. The Knicks bench outscored them 42-7. 42-7. The Knicks, when you look at numbers that won this game, 42-7. Knicks bench scoring. 23 offensive rebounds by the Knicks. 23 offensive rebounds is insane. The Knicks got 55 rebounds. They out rebounded the Sixers 55-33. That's unbelievable. And it was a close game. Why? Because the first three quarters were completely lopsided. They come out in the first quarter, and Embiid has 15 points. Brunson has a 2-for-8. Dante can't get a shot in. Hart can't make a shot. What happens is 34-25. Sixers are romping. Okay, Knicks don't shoot well. They did get to the basket. They did get to the foul line, rather. But Brunson was 2-for-8. Second quarter, you have the Embiid injury. Knicks outscore him by 21. McBride and Bogdanovich scored 24 points between them. Maxey's only 5-for-14. All right. Embiid was still plus. Knicks outscored them by 16 in the first half when Embiid off the floor. So now the Knicks are up 12, and we don't even know if he's coming back. Third quarter, he comes back. Doesn't do a whole lot, but Maxey and Nick Killer Lowry go crazy. And they destroy the Knicks in the third quarter. Here's what they did. They went outscored them 36-21 to take the lead into the fourth quarter. They took away the crowd. They took away the fast break, which the Knicks had 18-3 in the first half. They Maxey and Lowry repeatedly score inside and out. And the Knicks don't get to the line in the third quarter. So you go to the fourth quarter, and Brunson, Hart, and Dante are 12-for-38 in the game, which is nightmarish. And in the fourth quarter, it continues. The bench scoring, the offensive rebounding, Robinson's play, okay? And then that flurry, Hart, who made so many plays, 22 points, 13 rebounds, and they left him open because he wasn't making shots. They said, we're not going to go out and close out hard on him. We're going to give him a chance to shoot. It was good strategy until he knocked down an open three. Then he knocked down an open three. Then he knocked out a three that they contested. He knocked down three threes down the stretch and then got the big rebound off the missed shot. He got the big rebound that ended the game. I mean, what? He had 13 rebounds. Played every minute of the second half, 13 rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds. I mean, his hustle, his heart is what the Knicks are about. As I told you time and again, Hart raised the Knicks an entire level when he came to the team. And then OG raised them another level with his defensive versatility and what he brings to the team. And you add in what they get from their bigs. And then McBride, hey, he's not going to do that every night, but he did it tonight. And he overcame the game. As I told you throughout, the Knicks' second score is going to be very critical. Because is it going to be Dante? I think more nights than not it will be. Tonight it wasn't. He wasn't making shots. McBride was, so he ran with McBride. I thought he ran McBride a little too much late. But it was Hart who made the plays. Brunson wound up with 22 points, which is not anywhere near what you expect from him. And he scored 22 points on 26 shots. That is so inefficient, it's off the charts. They would expect to jump out and win the game when he shoots 8 for 26 and scores 22 points. But they can't give up 23 offensive rebounds. They can't let the Knicks for the game get to the foul line 28 times. And they got killed by the Knicks from the three-point in the critical spots. McBride, OG, Hart three times. And the Knicks wind up making 16. Knicks shot 39% for the game, but shot 45% from three. That's what compensated for the fact they didn't shoot well. They didn't do a good job on Maxey. They had some issues getting the ball to Brunson in the right spots and Brunson being able to get off shots the way he wants to. They defended Brunson very, very well. They harassed him. He was uncomfortable. He didn't make a lot of shots. Now, he doesn't back off, so he's going to play his game, and he's going to make the proper pass when he has to. He's going to do the things. He had 7 rebounds. He had 7 assists. He's going to do the things. All right, he had some turnovers. He got stripped a couple of times in the open court. Was not a vintage Brunson game by anything even remotely close, but it was a vintage Hart game. It was a vintage Robinson game. It was a vintage McBride game. It was an okay Bogdanovich game because he gave you 13 points in 24 minutes. And they needed that offense. They really did. Because the starters didn't shoot well until late when they, you know, Hart late just made those three bombs. It changed everything. And they needed every one of those possessions. They miss one of those where they knock down a three, and it's going to come down to one shot the game. And the game was 7 late, okay? Sixers didn't foul. That game could have been 3 points, could have been 4 points. That it was 7, who cares? It wasn't a game that was a 7-point game. It was a game that went right to the wire. And all the Knicks did tonight was win game one. They held serve. And they know this is going to be a very long series. Now, the one thing about that is, are we going to have more moments where Embiid's going to do something out there and wind up not playing? I don't know. It's a good sign that he came back and played, and he played a lot of minutes, although he didn't shoot the ball well. He had no lift on his legs. It was the injury, maybe a little fatigue. He played 36 minutes, which is more than he's played in any game since he came back. He was front-rimming a lot of his shots late. He did go inside and get to the basket a couple of times. He's always going to get those calls. He's going to get to the foul line, and he's a big guy who does make his free throws. Okay, let's be honest. Embiid is a MVP player. He is a top-of-the-line player. He's a guy who averages, this year was averaging a point a minute when he was playing. And tonight he had 29 points in 36 minutes, and he was hurt. Now, he does get days off in between these games. He's got multiple days off in between every game in this series. There's only 4 games in the first 9 days. He's going to get plenty of time off. But what this game tells me tonight is, gutty win from the Knicks. They're going to say we won a game when our star had a bad game. But they had some guys who had hellacious games. Hart had a hellacious game. Robinson had a wonderful game. McBride had a game he'll be thinking about the rest of his career. I mean, he was just a killer. I don't know which is going to bother them more. What Robinson did to them on the boards, what Hart did to them overall, or what McBride did to them from the perimeter. But those are the three things that he's going to get together with his coaches and say, hey, this is what killed us. And the first thing is, close down that backboard. Close, does it mean play more size? They know they have to take the Knicks. The Knicks, we talked about them running and running Embiid and taking the opportunity break. The Knicks did a great job of that in the first half. Philly made sure they didn't get a whole lot of those plays in the second half. Philly's got a lot of veteran guys who know how to play, led by Lowry, who has been a thorn in the Knicks' side time and time and time again. He is just the kind of guy that you hate if you're playing against him and you love him if he's on your team. He went out there tonight, played 38 minutes. He's an old man. He's been in the league forever. He had 18 points. He plays hellacious defense. He has, when they needed to make a three, he made a three. When he needed to make a play, he made a play. He had 18 points. I mean, he had a terrific game. Maxey goes to the basket as well as any guard in this league. Everybody knows it. And he just tore the Knicks apart in the second half. I mean, 33 points off a bad first half. I mean, he scored at will in the second half. So what I take from tonight is, and listen, if the Knicks lost game one, you wouldn't be feeling, you know, you lose game one at home, you don't feel very good about things. Knicks held serve tonight. That's all they did. I don't have any different feeling about this series than I did in the beginning, except one thing. And that is, can Embiid last the whole series? I don't know if he can after what I saw tonight. I mean, he went up for, that was a great play he made. But he went up and landed on his leg, not in any really weird way, and his leg just buckled. I don't know how much, I don't know if he can make it through seven games. I don't know. I don't know which step is going to be his last. So he's going to, that question mark is going to be hanging over their heads the entire time. But if he's out there, he's going to go out and get 28 to 30 points, and he's going to go out there and get plenty of rebounds, and he's going to be a pain in the neck. And I'll tell you something, the games in Philadelphia are going to be very, very hard to win. And this is going to be a very contentious, nasty, physical, tough series. And watch, because there's a lot of things that both teams really can work on that are so pronounced in this game for game two. Absolutely pronounced. Knicks won a game when they didn't shoot the ball well, although they did make a lot of big threes when they had to. They didn't get a good game out of their star, who went 8 for 26 and had 5 turnovers and only scored 22 points. He's been averaging 31 points since Randle went out. He'd been averaging about 38 points over his last 8 games at 22, which is not, you know, not his deal. That's not what you expect from him in an evening, okay? That's not what you expect at all. He only got to the line 6 times. He only made 1 3, and he went 8 for 26 in 41 minutes and scored 22 points. 26 shots for 22 points is a lot of shots. So they overcame that. Now, if you're the Sixers, you're saying, hey, McBride's not going to hit us for 21 points again off the bench. And they have to keep Robinson. We know the Knicks are a terrific offensive rebounding team. They cannot get beat up on the boards the way they did tonight. They cannot. They can't win if they give the Knicks 23 offensive rebounds. As an old Knicks coach by the name of Pat Riley used to say, no rebounds, no rings. You cannot, in basketball, get beat on the backboard like that. That was a thrashing. And Hart's effort, his energy, the energy baskets he gets, the persistence he has, his ability to get the loose balls on an unbelievable level is what fuels the Knicks. It really does. That was a really intense, it was a weird game. It had a lot of twists and turns. Had a lot of strange things in it. But, and it had a lot of performances we might not see very much of. We might not see everything like that again. There'll be a lot of changes after this one to the next game. I expect the next game to be played a lot differently than this one was played. We'll see if that happens. But this is going to be, what I take away is exactly what I thought. This is going to be a very long series. As long as Embiid plays, I think this series is going to go 7 games. I think the Knicks will have to beat them game 7 at home. I think they will. Won't be easy. Winning the series will not be easy. Sixers with 31-8 with Embiid in the lineup. Going into tonight at 31-9. And let's be honest, the Knicks had to knock down a lot of big dagger threes, a lot of big plays down the stretch to keep that separation. Hart 3 times, OG off the Brunson pass, Robinson 2 free throws. All those had to go down, and they went down. And that's why the Knicks wind up with a 111-104 win. And I'll tell you, I was impressed by the Sixers tonight. They had a couple times in that game where I thought they could have said sayonara, and they didn't. They fought back every time. And I was saying to myself in the third quarter, hey, somebody's got to step up here other than Embiid and lead them offensively. And that's when it kicked in Maxey, and that's when it kicked in Lowry. It kicked in Lowry first. And he is that kind of guy. And they have tough veteran guys who will be there, especially at home. It's going to be a tough series. So, good win. Great performance by some of the Knicks guys, other than their usual big star. And what a wonderful, really, the two guys that just jump out. I got to count McBride, too, because he made, you know, he really did knock down shot after shot. But Hart's performance and Robinson's performance were just unbelievable. Those were effort performances, and they were something else. They really were. Both of them were just unbelievable with the intensity and the effort they gave in that game. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Mike Francesa podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.